Jordan Mornings Dirty on the 30.
All right, Shannon, with what's trending this morning in the Dirty on the 30, and it's a sad story, but it's also kind of a mystery, isn't it?
Well, a little bit. It was a shock to many people yesterday in the music world.
Sad news in the entertainment world. We have just learned Grammy-winning rapper Coolio has died.
Yeah, he was found dead yesterday in the bathroom at a friend's home in L.A. around 4 p.m. His manager says Coolio died of a suspected heart attack. However, no official cause of death has been confirmed. So he went to visit this friend. He goes to the restroom. He doesn't come out for a long time. So the friend starts getting really concerned after an extended period of time, right? Walked in, found him laying on the floor, called 911. EMTs pronounced Coolio dead on the scene. Law enforcement sources did say no drugs nor drug paraphernalia were found at the scene. They don't suspect foul play. So we have to wait for all of the reports to get an official cause of death.
Yeah. Well, 59
years old.
Yeah. In the bathroom, of all places.
Yeah.
That's like...
We were talking about this yesterday, We were talking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
Before the show started. And you said that that's kind of just how you would want to go.
I feel like I'm in the bathroom a lot. So if I'm going to die, I'm either going to be in the bathroom or in the kitchen. But it's one of those places. But yeah. You know what? I don't know. I hope that there's no foul play or, you know, no issues, but 59 is young.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, both in Miami in the midst of Hurricane Ian, they are staying in separate homes from what I'm hearing. So this is more to this story of trouble in paradise that we've been hearing about for the past couple of weeks. Brady and the Bucks left Tampa earlier this week as the storm made its way toward the city. A source telling me Gisele is staying at the home that the couple had rented while the mansion they bought a couple of years ago on Indian Creek Island was being renovated. Tom is not staying at that home with her. I don't know where he's staying, but sources still telling me they're struggling to make their marriage work.
Jeez, if you're not really even together through a natural disaster and trying to, you know, look out for each other there.
Yeah.
It's trouble.
I did not know that they were making this. I mean, I kind of figured they were going to, but the first trailer for the movie based on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial, hot take, the Depp Heard trial has been released. The film is going to debut in just 2 days, but you have to watch it on Tubi.
Oh, really?
All rise. Court is now in session.
Look, man, look what she said about me.
The drug use and the medications had gotten so bad, and it scared me.
It didn't happen. This is not life. No one should have to go through this.
This trial, it's about the truth.
It did tell the truth.
I have the right to say what happened to me.
Can't wait to see
what's next.
They
made it fast, yeah?
Yeah.
They made it real fast.
I thought you were talking about the clip.
Those voices.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know who these people are. Mark Hapka stars as Johnny Depp and Megan Davis as Amber.
I'm sorry. If the trailer doesn't have the word grumpy in it, I'm not watching.
Can I tell you, after watching this Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, Dahmer on Netflix,
yeah,
that story was, you know, from the 90s. And it took this long for them to do the perspective of the people that were killed, you know, by Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah,
and
they can film these things so fast.
If you take your time, you do it right. And that's probably one of the best things I've watched in a long time. Mm-hmm. I just finished it last night. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so well, you know, put together and made, and I don't know how much of it's truth and all that stuff.
It's pretty accurate.
Is
it? If you go look at what I thought was most impressive was the crime scene photos from the apartment.
Yeah.
And how accurate the set is. Like, even when it comes to rug placement and like trash around the place, it's insane how accurate it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I've watched that thing and I'm, you know, feeling like, holy crap, I remember the story of him doing what he did, but I like really got into the actors that were on there, and there's some really good actors in that thing, so.
Yeah. And lastly, yesterday during a White House press conference, President Biden called out a Republican representative who wasn't present because she died last month. The president was giving a speech at the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, during which at one point he commended the organizers for including bipartisan elected officials in the event.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Yeah, that Jackie that he was referring to is Representative Jackie Walorski, the Indiana congresswoman who died last month in a really tragic car crash in Indiana. This is White House Press Secretary, is her name Karine?
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Karine Jean-Pierre explaining what might have happened there.
Final one. What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind.
Yeah, you'll see that story trending today, sure. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page and thedirtymorning.com.
Get the stories you'll talk about all day on Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30. And another phone scan in minutes.